Do you want me to turn down the sound?
It's too late. I'm already recording.
Oh, okay.
Hello.
It's been a while.
It's... Fuck, man. It's been a long time. Last episode was fucking September, and now it is January of the next year. Wow. It's been 3 months. Yeah. It's been like 3 months since our last episode. But that's okay.
Wow, I wonder what this is.
That's okay. Also, Eddie is playing Subnautica. And if you hear noises and random spookies, that's...
Yeah, don't if laugh you hear at me fucking scream, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
What are you? Can I not
it's a ball. Yet? Oh my god, is this portal?
I just need to scan it.
Alien device.
Alien device?
Doomsday device?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know nothing about Subnautica, and I also have a phobia of deep water, so this is really fun.
Yeah.
Anyways, fun development from last episode. Huh. Anyway,
oh, wow.
Fun development. Oh, this is just like Breath of the Wild.
Okay.
So since our last episode, I don't remember if we did any tours.
No.
Oh, we didn't. September? No, it's been no. Oh, yeah,
it's
oh, yeah
been
no, no.
A while. It's been
so
a long while.
We toured some apartments, and there was one that we really liked. It was nice. Love the she's not the leasing agent. The what's her? What is she? Sam?
I think she's like the manager.
Whatever. Yeah, manager or something. Yeah, yeah, she is because she has her own office and stuff. She's super cool. Really nice apartments. Good price, probably one of the cheapest prices we could find.
Yeah.
Decent location, close to the university, really close to food. And I've already looked up where different, like, Targets and pharmacies and vets and stuff are.
Are you ready?
I am so ready. But, so we are currently in the process... What the fuck is that? Oh, shit. Ow. He just got stabbed.
It's talking to me, but I can't understand it.
Oh. Anyways. What? Oh. Anyways. It was, like, perfect. It's great. And one of the best things, you can apply months before you move in and like reserve a specific unit and not have to pay rent till you physically move in, which was awesome because it's something that was really hard to figure out with like other apartments. Like our other number one apartment was being really cryptic. Shut up. Anyways, we did finally tour that one, but I'm so pissed off because it seemed great when we were reading about it and stuff, and when I was initially talking to the leasing agent, but then she just wouldn't answer for like a long time. Like she wouldn't answer for weeks at a time, even if we were repeatedly emailing her. Her answers were always kind of cryptic. And then we finally got to tour it, and one, it's kind of a bad. It's good location, but that's, like, the only thing it had going for it at this point.
Overhead lighting. There's...
Yeah, not a single overhead light except for, like, in the bathroom.
Yeah. No overhead lighting, no smoke alarms, like, anywhere. Just, like, a bunch of stuff like that.
There was a carbon monoxide detector. And that was, like, the only thing. And I wasn't even in the kitchen. Carbon monoxide things don't have to be in the kitchen. Never mind. Smoke detectors should be near kitchens. But either way, also, you have to be a student to live there or married to a student. And I don't plan on going to college at this point.
Or marrying me.
Or marrying Eddie, because I have a girlfriend. Shut up. But, so that was... Yeah. And I'm not... It wasn't really good, and they didn't seem very organized at all. It was just it's kind of a mess. So that was definitely gone. So I am in the final step of applying for the apartment that we do want, all I need to do is upload...
Fuck, there it is.
Oh my god, I saw it. The warper?
Yeah. Come back. I want to see you. I want to see you again. There
so,
he is.
Oh my god, that looks like a lobster.
Okay, I'm going in now because he's scary.
Yeah. So... Oh.
It's fine.
Okay. I'll... Oh. Yikes.
Oh, is this just a little cove?
It's dark. Okay. Anyways, all I need to do now is... I need to...
That wasn't the warper. That was a different one. That wasn't the warper? Scarier one.
Oh.
It, like, grabs your ship and shakes you.
That's spooky.
Out of my way, fish.
So, all I need to do now is... upload my... most recent, pay stubs. Oh, Jesus.
Fuck. Leave me alone, leave me alone. No!
Why he kinda...
Don't thirst after the monster.
Aww.
I mean, you can if you, like, want to, but, like... No, leave me alone. Oh my god.
But yeah, I'm so close. And so the one thing is my most recent pay stubs don't show that I can provide 3 times month's rent per month because I'm a student, so I am only working weekends. But and I've emailed Sam, the landlord, and I haven't heard back yet. Because it's like the weekend and stuff, but whatever. But there's a place on there that I can also upload an offer letter. Because when we move, I will plan on working full time, like 40 hours a week, stuff like that. So I just needed like an offer letter, and then I can do it. And I want to because I want to reserve this apartment so bad.
Out of my way, fish.
But I need to, I need to get a job. Because, like, no one wants to hire people in advance. Which is sad. There are 2 places that have gotten back to me that want to interview me when we move. But I might see if I could do a phone interview to secure a job and get an offer letter.
Where's my home?
So that I can, fully apply. Which is nice. And then I just have to pay the deposit and the application fee, and we're set. And then we can move in when we move. And I'm really excited. I'm really excited. This is cool. I'm an adult. I'm a big boy.
Don't ever speak like that again.
Okay.
I hate you so much.
I know.
Sorry for my screaming and stuff. I'm not scared.
It's just spooky.
And just blah, 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 angy.
Yeah.
I hate
frustration.
Myself. Yeah. Frustration. That's the word. Oh, look, we're back in Safe Shallows. Kind of, basically.
You know what I think
that
is
was
fun?
Spooky, scary.
You know what I think's fun?
What?
One of the main contributors to my phobia? Murky water and seaweed. And kelp.
You probably don't like this biome.
Not much. I can't even swim in, like, Minecraft oceans where they have kelp. I can't swim in kelp forests in Minecraft.
Interesting.
Because I'll, like, break down. It's just...
You can, like, basically see the other island from here. Because they use clouds to cover it up.
Oh. Oh, cool. Okay.
I know, right?
I was like, that's clouds. It's not an island. That makes sense, though. That's cool. So are you just swimming to the other island now?
No, I'm swimming back to my base so I can make stuff.
Oh, that thing. That's not your base. Is that your base?
Yeah.
That is your base. Okay.
It's my, pre-made base.
Yeah.
I also have, my own base.
Somewhere?
Yeah, but I can't find it. I forgot where it is.
Damn.
I know it's 359 meters from my...
Temp base?
From my first base, yeah. I got that going for me.
Yeah? Yeah. You're great at that.
Yep.
Oh, that's a big boy. Oh, that's one of those...
My inventory's
fucking
full.
That's one of the bloaters.
Yeah, except they're not called
except
that.
It's not a bloater.
They're called gasopods.
Radio yeah, but it's a bloater. It's a bloater, but wet.
Yeah. On God? You tell them, bestie.
So true. I like the fabricator. It makes me think of Gideon. From...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need to make...
Eepie. I don't... Nothing else...
To drop some stuff.
Yeah. Nothing else has really happened in my life besides Symposium.
Yeah,
I made some stuffed animals. Oh my god, I got a cat. I got a cat, guys.
Oh, I can put it in my scene, wherever that is. Here it is.
There. So when we move, and I have all the paper signed, Taylor has not really been getting back to me. She's my therapist. I need her to sign the papers, or the forms, and I emailed her the forms. So, that I signed. So hopefully she'll, like, scan, or, like, print them and sign them, and scan them, and send them back. So I can send them to the landlord. My landlord also has to sign them, but it's just so that I can have an emotional support animal, which is Bambi. Bambi is the name of my cat. I love her so much.
She's gonna have to drop some stuff.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's a little silly, but that's fine. She is a tortoise shell, and one of her paws, she has like a birth defect from one of her paws, but it's really cute. She has like just like 1.5 toe beans, and then like a single claw on like the side of her paw, but I love her so much. She's so nice and cuddly. I taught her how to play fetch, and it's awesome. Like, she'll go fetch my girlfriend's scrunchie. Like, I'll throw it, she'll fetch it, she'll bring it back to me. I just kept doing that with her for like half an hour yesterday. It was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
I just love her. And Cheshka can do that too, right? Cheshka fetches. That's gonna be awesome. They could play fetch with each other. I don't know how, but they could. Bambi loves the scrunchie. She took it from Lacey.
Bambi's now.
It is. Lacey just, like, gave it up. It's Lacey's favorite scrunchie, but she donated it to a better cause of my cat. But it's fun because it's, like, it's fuzzy. So it'll, like, stick to her claw. So she was playing for, like, another half hour just with herself, like, playing with it. Like, I just didn't need to do anything. She was very entertained. It was really cute.
I love Bambi.
I have a video of that, too. I'll show it to you later. But I love her so much. She's really nice. She doesn't.
About it being dark.
That's okay. She doesn't really get along with either of my cats, but that's fine. She's starting to get along with Pork, but Pork is just like, he's like a hover mom. He just wants to know what she's doing at all times, and Carol just wants nothing to do with her, which I feel bad. But it's okay. We'll be gone soon, and it'll be fine. Yeah, this is good. I know it's like, I shouldn't be thinking about this during a game. I should be thinking about, oh, this is such a cool game. But, like, I love the sound design and Foley artistry of, like, video games. It's so cool.
I don't need lead. I need type dirty
open. Oh. But, like, this is so cool. Like, the noise of, like, the thingy that's dragging you.
Yeah.
The bubbles, the music is really nice too. It's all good. It's so cool.
I know, right?
What does scanning do? Like, your scanning.
It gives you, like, blueprints for stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Gives you blueprints, and then you use, like, either the machine, like, the fabricator to make it, or if it's, like, a building thing.
Yeah.
Then you have like a base machine, and then you also have like a motor vehicle machine that you can use.
Okay, cool.
Anyway, I think.
So oh my god, I'm silly as fuck, dude. I forgot my clamps at home.
Oh.
For piercing, so I can't pierce my eyebrows at your house. Although
fucking
I think my
hell.
Mom would kill me if
oh
I did.
Oh my god.
I'm so, like, convincing my mom to let me do more piercings that aren't, like, ears. Like, I told, like, when I got my piercing kit, my mom made me promise to keep it, like, ears only. But
you're a rebel.
I'm a rebel. So, I have pierced myself 8 times now. 5 on my ears. And then a smiley. And then my double nostrils. Or, like, 2... One on each nostril. Two high nostrils. So I'm kind of... She didn't know about the smiley. I kept that one hidden for quite a while before I smiled too wide and she found it. But I did get a remission for my nostrils, but I'm 18, so she can't really do that much. I just don't want to get grounded. But I'm trying to convince her to let me do both of my eyebrows because I've healed, so now I crave more.
You sad.
What? I'm sad?
Yeah.
How am I sad?
I don't know.
Am I sad for having fast healing time? That is a manatee.
What?
It looks like a manatee.
No, it's a gastropod.
See? Yeah, I know, but it looks like a manatee.
Okay. I know it does, but...
Yeah. How is that sad? I'm cool. I'm a cool guy.
I don't think so.
Yeah, but you're my best friend. You what? Never think I'm cool. That's your job.
I need titanium. Hardcore right now. Oh my god, I didn't mean to climb the ladder.
Everything requires titanium?
Pretty much.
Ugh. Oh wow, that's some epic noise. Sorry, the way you just like ran off this, that's really funny.
I know. I need...
like a character.
Yes, this is exactly what I need.
Oh my god, I applied to like 30 places down in the area where we're moving. And I really want to hear back. Because I have 2 interviews for when I move. Which is nice. But like, I don't really want to work at either. They're cool. I applied there, so they're not like awful. Well, one of them kind of sucked. I just applied because the pay was low. One of them's kind of cool. It's like this escape room area. Oh shit, your oxygen.
Not my oxygen.
No? Attack?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's an exploding fish.
Oh. I thought those bubbles were like your oxygen. Oh, that's weird.
What? Where's your sulfur? You were just... whatever.
Anyway,
I have what I need now, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Ooh. You just farted on me.
Ew. That is awful.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want to work at this piercing place. Well, any piercing place, really. But this is a specific one that I applied to. That I really hope I get into. I applied through Indeed. And they didn't respond. But then I went on their website and I downloaded their application PDF thing. And I filled all that out, which is even more information. So I emailed that to them. That's what you're supposed to do. So I hope I get it, because I really want to go there. I really, really, really want to work there. It would be so cool. But I also applied to other piercing and tattoo places. So, honestly, those are, like, my 2 goal jobs. And I know they're not super realistic.
Where did I drop my stuff?
Your lithium?
I dropped stuff, like, right here, didn't I?
Yeah. I swear. What? No, yeah, you totally
did. Can it despawn? I swear to God.
Can it despawn?
It's not supposed to.
That's weird. Maybe you didn't.
Oh, it's all right here.
Oh. It just rolled down. I didn't know. I thought you dropped lithium, not gold.
I mean, I did drop lithium, but that was at a different spot.
Oh, it just turned into gold.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how alchemy works, right?
Obviously.
So what's that?
It's just a storage pod.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
I got so many diamonds and I didn't even realize.
Diamonds.
Wait, hold on. I'm really good at this, I promise.
Yeah, no, it's funny because I like how detailed everything is, but then like you see your character and it just looks like a Fortnite skin.
No.
It does. No, it absolutely looks like a Fortnite skin.
Oh, I need one more lithium, or not lithium, titanium.
Ha. Oh. Yeah.
On God. I'm going to cry.
We'll find all the lithium we dropped.
I don't need the lithium.
Oh, titanium, right. Dumbass. I'm just stuck on lithium. I don't know why.
I know there's a friggin' coral thing around here somewhere.
You ever wanted to eat a lithium battery?
What's wrong with you?
A lot. Obviously. I just like, you know when they get like really puffy in phones? Like old Samsungs? Like, mm-hmm. You know the ones that would explode? The S7s, I think?
Yeah.
I want to bite it and I want it to like pop. Like in my mouth. Like, you know those jelly candies that like pop in your mouth? I want that. Oh. Titanium!
Yep.
Is that all you needed?
Are you stuck?
Oh.
Fucking bitch.
Asshole.
Oh my god, there's another one.
Icky, yucky.
Fucking hair, mate. I like them getting cave sulfur.
Yeah. What's that for? You make oil out of that, right?
No.
No? Okay. I don't know anything about this game, okay? Yeah, as you can tell.
It's obvious.
I know.
Okay, whatever. Ooh. This is fine.
Copy.
Let me go home now.
So what are you trying to do?
Right now?
Yeah.
Where's my fucking... Wait a minute. I need to get my bearings. Well, I just got a laser cutter, so that means I can go to a couple of crash sites, and stuff, and I can go inside of them, and they'll have more materials and stuff, and more things I can scan, so then I can build more things, basically, until eventually it gets to the point where I can build my own goddamn rocket ship.
Oh, and, like, get out?
Yep.
Oh, okay, okay. I forgot you were, like, stranded here. Fuck is it?
Okay.
I'm gonna pretend I know what any of that meant.
You don't have to know what any of that meant.
Good, because I don't. It's a really cool game though. It's not at all what I thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna be totally honest. I did not think it was like this. Iron cube.
Hmm?
Huh. It's pretty cool. I like the world building. It's really cool.
I know, right? Oh, this is probably done.
I've seen, like, one clip of Subnautica, and it's not at all what I thought it was.
Cheshka, are you under my fucking chair?
No.
What the fuck was that, then?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Whatever.
Christmas happened.
Christmas happened.
Fun. I got a blender.
What did I get? I got a TV.
You got a TV.
Yeah, on God. I need to make... stuff for that. What do I need?
We're like a gaming channel.
Yeah.
Except
sure.
You can't see what we're gaming.
Yeah. Okay, I need to make.
Oh my god! Why am I so
need
tired?
Need rubber and batteries. Okay. And a battery. Perfect.
I have an idea. Fuck. Wait. No. Never mind. I was gonna say, no, that wouldn't work anyways, never mind. I'm a little stupid. I was gonna say, I got a gift card for Secret Santa for work. That's $5 gift card for Starbucks. I was thinking I could totally DoorDash some Starbucks, but no, that's not how that works. And it's also at home. I don't have it with me anyways. I don't have the code.
There's a Caribou, like a couple blocks from here.
I'm just tired. I want coffee.
You want coffee?
I do.
Hello, guy. You want coffee?
Yeah, I don't want to steal more of your mom's coffee because I feel bad. That was really good, though.
This fucking fish.
I need to take a picture of that caramel sauce that you have, or caramel syrup, because that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to put it in milkshakes.
On God, so true.
I love milkshakes.
Here, mister. Why are these fish such bitches?
You know?
I just need food.
Oh my God.
I need sustenance!
You know why I think I was so afraid of coral? Or not coral. Kelp when I was younger?
Huh.
I don't remember who told me that, but someone when I was younger... Okay. You don't know her. But I had this, good. Friend. Quotation marks. Actually, no. You met her at prom last year. Bree. Yeah. Went with, Anya Sipola.
Okay.
Tried to get with my friend at the same time because they kind of had a crush on each other, but it's bad. Well, you know, yeah, you know who I'm talking about, right?
Sure.
No, do you not? Super,
no.
Really short?
Literally.
Okay, whatever. She's my friend, quotation marks, in elementary and middle school, but she was really manipulative at the time. And I heard she's gotten better, but from her old friend, who's not really a friend anymore, but from my friend, who talks with her, like, every day, or used to, she's not gotten much better. She's kind of gotten worse.
That do be how it is.
Yeah, she's kind of... Yeah, it's a long story. But anyways, I completely forgot where I was going with this.
Me all the time.
What was I talking about?
I have no clue. Prom?
No, before that.
I don't know.
Oh, no. Oh, God. Shoot. What was I talking about? We were talking about coffee and caramel syrup. Oh, right.
I need to make a battery.
I remember. Kelp. We're talking about kelp. Yes. Anyways, Brie. Not my friend. Kind of manipulative. Whatever. We were friends-ish. And I went to her, her grandma's cabin with her. And there was, a lake. Like, there's a dock onto a lake. Mm-hmm. And if you swim out far enough, it got up to our waists. We were, like, 11, maybe. Mm-hmm. No, we were definitely younger than 11. Well, we were, like, 10-ish, I guess. And if you swam out to where it was, like, up to your waist, mm-hmm. there would be, like, kelp. That's where the kelp started growing.
Yeah.
Or no. It was where... No, it's at the point where you couldn't touch the floor. And you had to, like, swim, like, hover. Mm-hmm. The kelp was just long enough to, like, brush your feet.
Oof.
And I don't remember who told me this. It was someone there. Because Bree's mom liked to mess with me because she really liked me. And I love Bree's mom. She's an angel. I used to, like, volunteer kind of. I used to help out at her daycare when I got too old to be a daycare kid myself.
Mm-hmm.
It was either her or her grandma or her mom's boyfriend, whatever. But someone told me that kelp is the devil trying to grab you.
Oh, my God.
And I have...
Believed it?
Yeah. I grew up Christian, as per the last episode.
Yeah.
Grew up Christian-esque, something like that. This was before the events of the last episode, but it was like I knew who... God and Satan and then, like, the devil were.
Right.
One time when I was younger, this is, like, a few years later, it's totally different, but my grandma really loves Legos, so I got my grandma a Bible that was illustrated with Legos.
That's awesome.
And I read that, so that's, like, the extent of my Bible knowledge. I remember my favorite page was the castration page. Because they had little naked Lego guys, and then they had, like, those... You know those things that they use for the coins in the Lego games? It was one of those, but it was yellow. And so that was over the crotch, because that was the penis.
Oh, my God.
And so it was, like, someone cutting those off, and then, like, the clear red rectangles would be all over the floor. And as the blood, and it was, like... It was... I think that formed my childhood.
That's fucking...
Watching Lego castrations...
That's amazing.
Yeah, she loved it. Go Christianity and Legos, I guess. I don't know. It was wild.
Yeah, but you tell them.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't like kelp anymore. It's not fun.
Oh, shut up.
I'm not a fan. Also, it's, like, slimy and weird. I don't like it.
You don't like it.
I don't like it. What about you? What are your weird phobias or fun stories that you long-term trauma?
I mean, I don't actually have, like, any phobias.
Lucky.
Like, genuinely, I'm not really afraid of anything.
God, like, I wish that was me.
I'm afraid of things for other people in the planet.
Yeah.
But I'm not scared of anything, like, at myself.
Yeah, I got it.
Like, if something could harm me, like, I wouldn't care. Oh, shit. Yeah. I didn't realize I was this close to the Aurora.
Is that the name of the ship you crashed on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you're fine. As much as this shit was in danger, but it's...
Yeah. Damn. Lucky. Yeah, and a lot of my fears, aren't, like... They don't have a purpose. They're not, like... They're not there for a good reason. They're there because someone told me a story once and it stuck with me for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
Like, even if I know they're not true, like, they're still just, like, cemented in my head.
Yeah, I get that.
I look like a lion.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see it?
I did, yeah.
That was funny. So I think that's really fun. Yeah. Also, the Junie B. Jones books.
Oh my god, the Junie B. Jones.
They gave me a fear.
What fear?
They made me scared of the dark.
Really?
Yeah, no, because I was totally fine. Until I was like 8. I was totally fine with the dark. I didn't care about anything. I loved it. It was so nice. It was like relaxing.
Yeah.
And then we read a Junie B. Jones book where someone, because they were also kids in the book, talked about monsters under the bed. And, like, they talked about how they weren't real and stuff, but then that made me think about the concept of monsters under the bed or monsters in the dark, and then I became scared of the dark.
That's really interesting, actually.
Yeah, and now I have hallucinations and stuff, and so it still messes me up sometimes, because if I'm in a dark room, I am paranoid that there's someone in there with me, even if it's, like, my own bedroom and stuff. It's fun. It's really fun. But then to get around that, when I was 13, it's fun. The things I do to make, I don't know, the things I just do to myself.
Yeah.
Mentally. No, this helped me though. When I was younger, when I was like 13.
Excuse me.
Oh, what?
Just, no, oh. Never mind. It's fine.
Anyway, when I was 13, I was like, hey, I'm 13. I can't be scared of the dark. That's lame as fuck. And you know, guys, it's not lame. You can be scared of whatever you want. But as a 13-year-old, okay? I wanted to be cool. I didn't want to be lame. I was 13. I was an old kid now. So to stop myself, I made a imaginary friend that was the embodiment of darkness.
Oh my god.
Like, I gave darkness as a concept, sentience, and a personality, and a name. And
wait,
so
what was its name?
I don't remember what I named it.
Okay.
I have it written down somewhere.
That's kind of really sick, actually.
I mean, so that's how I had made myself not be scared of the dark. Because, like, yeah, no, the only person who's in here with me is my friend. And I'm not in scary darkness. My friend's just giving me a hug. Like, that's literally how I'd imagine it.
That's but then, really cute.
See, you say that. But then, whenever I turned lights on, I felt really guilty because I was killing my friend.
Oh my god!
So, I kind of backfired a little. But, you know what? Whatever.
Sorry.
That's...
battery charger. That's really important.
Nice. Acquired.
Acquired.
So, did you ever do anything like that when you were a kid?
Shit, I need to get the fuck out of here. Hold on.
Why?
Oxygen.
Oh, right. Oh. Oh, shit.
I got this. Okay, I'm gonna get a little bit closer.
Well, do you have any fun stories like that from when you were a kid?
Genuinely, no.
Oh, really?
I was a lame little kid. Bestie, I don't even remember my childhood.
This is, like, all I remember of my childhood. Is being a little weirdo. What else did I do? I just did some fun stuff as a kid.
Yeah, I bet.
I was an interesting little
you were a little guy.
Child. This is what autism does to people.
Yeah.
It makes them personify darkness and then feel guilty about turning on lights.
So true.
But, like, genuinely, it was really sad. I almost cried once. I would talk with my friends telepathically. Like my friends as in the darkness.
Yep.
And I'd be like, "I'm so sorry. I need to turn the lights on cuz I need to brush my teeth. I'm really sorry. It's nothing personal."
Oh my god.
Wait. You're in the water, right?
Yeah.
Then what the electricity?
Magic.
Okay. Well, that's weird. Okay. Whatever. But, I felt so bad. But you know what? I'm better now. I still feel bad sometimes. But you know what? It's okay.
Oh, shit.
You might want to get out.
Yeah. Ooh, wait.
Hydrochloric acid.
I might die, but it's fine.
Dude. You're gonna
die. Yeah, no, I'm definitely gonna die. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Especially if you can't get through a door, yeah. How did you not die? You were literally at 0 seconds remaining for like 3 seconds.
It starts to black you out at 3 seconds. Oh my gosh.
That was close. I'm so surprised you didn't die.
I'm so good at this game, guys. I come in clutch all the time.
69. What? What is that?
Oh, it's the power.
Sick.
Did we go to that one before? Or did we go to 13?
I don't know.
Okay. It doesn't matter.
I don't know anything about this game.
Things to do, places to be.
People to fuck.
People fuck?
People to fuck.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
Oh, God, so true. Who am I gonna... I'm literally on an abandoned alien planet. There's nobody
here. The aliens?
You want me to fuck them on... They're the Leviathan?
Yeah.
I mean, I do take care of her babies.
Yeah, your babies. Be like Donkey and fuck the dragon.
Oh my gosh. This is why mom doesn't fucking love you.
I know.
I need to find a better place to set up, a base.
Yeah.
Like a base.
Probably.
Base, you know?
Yeah, no, I got it. Like an actual.
Yeah.
I like the noise of the fish hitting you. It's like bugs hitting your windshield.
Yeah. Okay, let's find a place. Out of my way, gassy boys.
Don't fart on us.
Okay. We shouldn't go too far from the...
From that base?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean... I like that you say we, as if I'm also playing this.
Yeah. Well. Guys, I'm doing so good at this game. And by so good, I mean I fucking suck at this game.
Hey, you know what? I don't know what counts as good, so to me, you're doing pretty great.
Thanks, Betsy.
Mmm, kelp forest.
So tasty.
It's like Satan's reaching out to grab you and pull you to your death. Okay. I had a fun childhood, alright?
Yeah.
I was a happy little kid all the time.
Sure.
You know what?
Just so fish hitting those.
Yeah. Ah! I think it gave me my personality.
Yikes.
What, you don't like my personality?
No, I hate it.
Okay, that's fair. Me too. Oh well, do I do have to live with me?
Can I please just not be in a kelp forest for 2 seconds?
You're surrounded, L.
I'll just bring the base right here.
Okay. That's kind of nice. I like it. It's fun. You got free tables. So, what are you doing?
Please.
So, like, I don't know any what you're doing at all, so I'm just, like, I have no idea what anything you do does.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
Because I don't know anything about this game.
Wah!
Oh, you need a scanner room?
No.
Oh, what's this mean?
You have that.
Lubricant.
Shut up.
Is that from the sulfur?
No.
Oh, I thought I saw you turn sulfur into lubricant earlier.
No.
I didn't think it made sense, but that's fun. I like that. Is that your house now?
One of my houses.
That's cool.
Fucking quartz. Fuck you, quartz.
Okay.
There's literally quartz, right?
Yeah.
Quartz is everywhere. It's one of the most popular.
Well, yeah, it's just like real life.
It's really common.
Hatch. Wait, so can you fit in that?
Yeah.
It just seems so small with your camera. But I guess it's probably not.
I'm gonna leave this here. Just...
The Seamoth?
Yeah.
Seamoth. Why?
So, I know where this is.
Okay.
Because it's not that far.
Because it tracks your Seamoth, right?
Yeah. Seamoth? Okay.
Seamoth?
Yeah.
Whatever. You're so mean.
Oh my god. Me.
I'm tired. I need energy.
What do I need? Copper.
Lubricant.
I don't need lubricant.
It said you needed lubricant.
What?
I swear. Lubricant was like in red text.
That's... No. That was for something else.
Oh, okay.
Dumbass.
Yeah, I don't know how this game works. I've never seen it before today.
Anything. Ooh, a radio message.
Mm-hmm. Yummy.
We're approaching the planet. We have a landing site for you. That's, well, it's better than the alternatives.
They're gonna blow up.
Blow up the planet?
No, the ship's gonna blow up.
Oh.
So, we're kind of screwed right now. Because now we have to play for 40 minutes.
Oh.
I mean, we don't have to. We'll just miss the thing blowing up. But the ship just blows up from the alien thing that we went to earlier.
Oh, okay, okay.
It has a giant laser. It has a giant laser on the...
That's really cool, actually. Mm-hmm. That's fun.
You know what? I'm tired of this thing.
You're closing?
Yes.
Cool. Now what?
I don't know now what.
Alright. Oh, sorry. I don't know why I'm so tired.
You're so eepy.
I am. I should, I don't know, not be.
So true.
I don't know how to fix it. My bad. Oh, so that's the scale. Okay.
Yeah.
I was having a really hard time imagining the scale because it looks like you're bigger because it's first person, even though you're not. But that picture is cool. Oh my god, I'm tired as fuck. Well, how are you guys doing, you listeners? I know you have no way of commenting. Oh my god, wait. Sorry I accidentally ended that by... I clicked the wrong button. I'm really out of it. I don't know why. Fucking, like, 50 minutes almost.
50?
Yeah.
That's enough time for a podcast.
We're gamers, alright? Yeah, no, I'm ending it right now.
Oh. That's what we're doing.
Yeah. Oh, hi, you're over here now.
Hello.
I think we're on Apple Podcast. Leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts if you can do that. That'd be really cool. Rate us 5 stars on Spotify or wherever you listen to this, but don't remember where I distributed it to.
You're good at this. You're really good at this.
You do it. You can do it better. You do it.
Hey guys, thank you guys so much for listening. Rate us 5 stars on Spotify, subscribe, like, find us on Apple Podcast. Yeah, you can like shit. You can like put a little heart next to it and put it in your favorites.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Anyways, this has been...
I don't remember.
Do we both? Oh my god. Thanks for listening to our podcast then. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.